And on the seventh day, God rested. He rested from all the work that he had done. Everything put aside. Everything is now as it should be. Nothing has been left undone. Nothing has been left unaccounted for. Everything has been taken care of. It is finished. There is nothing left to do but rest. And so the Lord of the Sabbath takes his Sabbath after his work of atonement is finished. The blood of bulls and goats had for so very long been splattered on the altar in hopes of keeping at bay the deadly enemies of God's people. But now the Lamb has come. His blood has been spilt. His sacrifice has been made. On the mountain in which God would provide, the Father offered up his Son to fulfill the promise that had always been made. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world has now made that eternal promise of a people set apart in him a reality. What more is to be done than rest once all things have been made good? And so tonight, Jesus does what he, the Father, and the Spirit did once they had spoken all things into being. They rested then, he rests now. Creation found its capstone in man made in the image of God. Now salvation has found its end in the very image of God made man, slain for the sins of men, so that they might once again hold the image of their Creator. Rest in peace, dear Jesus. Your work is now done once again. But in your rest, in your peaceful sleep inside the tomb of stone, preach your first Easter sermon. Preach it to the demons who shouted in glee as you were lifted upon the cross. Preach it to the Lord of lies who sought to take your people from you so very long ago in the garden. Proclaim aloud from your deathbed of victory that his head has been crushed with the very feet that were nailed to the cross. In this rock hewn of death, preach the proclamation of life eternal. Wrap death up with you in your burial shroud, tucking it safely away into the depths of the earth. Bury it deep, covered in the spices that were presented to you at your incarnational birth. Whisper into its cold and clammy hands that you are but hours away from bursting forth from its icy grip, leaving it to rot and fester in the ground for eternity. Gather up the sins of the world, their defeat proclaimed in those dying words, "It is finished." Pack them away, along with all of our other enemies, in a coffin made especially for them. Bring along shame and guilt too, for they no longer have a place amongst the land of the living. All of these evil foes have been vanquished, brought to their whimpering end as you lay upon them in that dusty tomb. Make them your bed as you wait for the sun to rise, for the stone to be rolled away, for the night of death to meet the never-ending day of life. And while you are in the tomb, sanctify our graves. Turn them into a restful chamber that will house our bodies in the peaceful sleep of death died in you. In this, your night of rest, comfort us with the assurance that our graves will be like yours, a silent place of victory. That our death will be like yours, a portal from the sorrow of this fallen world to the eternal joys of the new creation. That our bodies will be like yours, perfect and holy and risen from the dead. Rest in peace, dear Jesus. Your work is now finished. And dear Christians, rest in peace this night as well. For Easter comes with the rising of the sun. Your victory is won. Your death is dead. Your sin is forgiven. Satan is crushed. Because your Savior is not dead. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.